Chapter 3 of the book of Genesis describes us, our human condition. We were created by God as a pure act of love. He created us to love us for no other reason. He didn't have to. He wanted to, because he wanted to pour his love onto us. We were made to be holy and perfect. God only deals in holiness and perfection. He doesn't deal in anything else. That's how he conceived us in his own mind. And then we look at Genesis chapter 3. We were made to hear the voice of God and to be drawn to that voice, to be with God forever, for always, to be attracted to him, to desire him, and to want his love. And what happens in chapter 3? Adam, the man, chooses something else and forfeits his God. And when the voice of the Lord calls to him in the garden, that voice that man was created to want, to desire above all things, to recognize as his beloved, not only as his creator, but as the key to his heart and his soul, when that voice that should draw him, when that voice rings out in the garden, the man, Adam, hides. The exact opposite. Instead of running to his God, he hides from his God because he is ashamed of himself. That's us. That's the human condition. There is so much in us that wants to hide from God because we have seen just enough of what lies within to be a little ashamed. For thousands of years, the human race struggled, battling against itself as well as against the Lord God, coping with the consequence of having put something else higher than God. And then we have this day, the conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary within the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. This day was a breakthrough of grace, not an act of man, but an act of God. For the first time since the creation of Adam and Eve, for the first time, a human being was brought into existence who did not hide from the voice of God, who had no reason to hide, who was not ashamed. She, for whom no stain of sin ever touched, heard the voice of God, and like a human being, was attracted by it. Not afraid, she did not run. She was drawn by the voice of God. This is what it means to be human. We dumb this down so often. To err is human. It is not human to err. To love God is human. To hear the voice of God is human. To be holy is human. To imitate Our Lady is human. My brothers and sisters, the Immaculate Conception is a reminder to us, Our Lady is not meant to be unique. We are all meant to be as holy as she is. The tragedy is, she is unique. She is the only one who has heard the voice of God and never ran from it. I have run from it, and so have you. It is in the nature of sin to do just that. The Immaculate Conception is not about God lifting up one human being uniquely and giving to her a place of prominence and prestige beyond that of humanity. Quite the reverse. The Immaculate Conception is the restoring to human nature of that which human nature was meant to be, holy from the beginning, filled with a knowledge of the love and the purity of God. She speaks to us of what we were created to be, all of the beauty, all of the holiness that we identify in Our Lady is that which God meant for each one of us. This is the mystery of faith. My brothers and sisters, on the feast of the Immaculate Conception, I say this to you. See in Our Lady the dignity that God confers upon you. He meant you to be that holy, that glorious, that unafraid. He meant you to be one who would hear his voice in the garden and not run and hide, but be drawn to him, to be with him. The Immaculate Conception is everything that God asks us to be and created us to be. In our baptism, we have been washed clean of all sin. In that moment, we echoed the Blessed Virgin herself. My brothers and sisters, to strive for anything less than sinlessness is to strive to be less than human. And Our Lady teaches us that. Today, on the feast of the Immaculate Conception, it is God Himself whose voice rings through the whole of creation, and His voice says, "My grace is enough for you. My strength is sufficient even for you. Do not run from my voice, but draw strength from me, because truly you were called to be full of grace, full of the love of God, and completely alien to all sin. And therefore be of good heart, because all sin, through the gift that Christ Himself gives, all sin can truly be put aside. All pride, all arrogance, all conceit, all fear, all lies, all stubbornness, all of these things we can triumph over because of the grace of Almighty God at work in us. And if we doubt that for one moment, remember this feast, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. God's grace triumphs over sin. It has done in her, and God wills that his grace should triumph over sin in you and in me. And for that, thanks be to God.